KJAN Sports. It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball last night, the regular season getting underway for some area teams. It was Carroll downing Atlantic 64-43. Bailey Newell had 13 points and 3 steals to help lead Atlantic as they fall in that opener tonight. They'll get right back to action tonight, though, as after last night's Carroll defeat, they'll be playing Denison this evening in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Atlantic on the road at Denison tonight. 7:15 is the broadcast start time. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. 7:30 tip time on the girls' varsity. Join Chris for all of that action tonight. Also around the area last night at Girls Hoops, it was AHSTW defeating Woodbine 74-33 as Claire Harris and Claire Denning helped the offensive effort. Harris had 22 and Denning 20 for the Lady Vikes. Exira EHK edging Logan Magnolia in overtime last night, 57-55. Leslie Caniglia had 16 points. Macy Emgarten a dozen. J.C. Antofer 11 to help lead the Spartans. Emily Thompson had 19 points. Kylie Morrison 15 and Violet Lapke 13 to help lead the Panthers last night. ACGC knocked off Audubon 40-31. Sierra O'Brien had 14. Kylie Young had 10 to lead the Chargers. It was Red Oak over Mount Air 57-47. Also Maple Valley defeating Boyer Valley 76-49 in girls high school basketball last night. Iowa State fell Monday in the opening round of the Maui Invitational to Arizona. The Cyclones were outscored 27-12 to close out the game in a 71-66 loss.
And he'll shoot another. And he made it. And it's 71-66.
Mariel Shayok led ISU with 19 points and 14 rebounds, while Waukee native Michael Jacobson added 16 points.
I mean, we just got to be better on the defensive end of the second half. Held them to 27 the first half. Thought we did a really good job. Second half, Justin Coleman made some real nice shots, hit some tough threes, and, you know, you got to credit him on that. But, yeah, I just feel like we didn't really play good enough defense the second half to win the game.
With a short bench, fatigue may be a factor with 3 games in 3 days. Jacobson was one of 3 starters to log 36 minutes or more.
You know, I think we're just going to try and feed off the fans' energy. We got a ton of fans here. It's awesome hearing all the chants and everything and just seeing the bleachers filled. So we're going to try and feed off that, feed off just the hype and the emotion of the tournament in general. Just being down here at such a high level basketball tournament. And I think we're just going to try to let that fuel us, you know.
Cyclones will play in the consolation bracket of that tournament this afternoon as they'll face off against Illinois. Also in basketball last night, A.J. Green scored 15 points, including a key basket down the stretch, and Northern Iowa held off Old Dominion for a 54-53 victory in a consolation game at the Paradise Jam tournament. The Panthers ahead 29-21 with 19:33 left. The Monarchs rallied to tie the game 4 times, but Green hit a jumper after it was tied at 22-all to put UNI back in the lead for good last night as they improved to 3-2 on the season. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, number 1 Duke beat San Diego State 90-64. Third-rated Gonzaga over Illinois 84-78. Sixth-rated Nevada beat California Baptist 90-55. It was seventh-rated North Carolina over St. Francis of Pennsylvania 101-76. Eighth-ranked Auburn needed overtime to beat Xavier 88-79. Number 12 Kansas State beat Missouri 82-67. 14th-ranked Florida State over Canisius 93-61. Arizona State upends number 15 Mississippi State 72-67. Number 16 Clemson over Akron 72-69. 17th-ranked UCLA beat Presbyterian 80-65. Also around the region from the Big 12 Conference, Kansas State over Missouri, or rather it was Texas Tech over USC, 78-63. From the Big 10 Conference, Nebraska beat Missouri State, 85-62. Rutgers over Eastern Michigan, 63-36. Out of the Big East, Creighton a winner, 94-82 over Boise State. St. John's beat California, 82-79. In the Missouri Valley Conference, in addition to UNI's victory, Georgia topping Illinois State, 80-68. Southern Illinois beat Howard, 83-69. Loyola of Chicago beat Richmond, 82-66. Well, for the first time since the 2016 season, the Iowa basketball team is nationally ranked. The Hawkeyes are 4-0 after beating Syracuse and UConn in New York City. They're ranked 20th in this week's Associated Press poll.
We're happy about it. You know, I'm happy for the guys. But, you know, we played 4 games. So I think you got to temper it a little bit and continue to strive to get better.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who feels his team deserves to be ranked.
Obviously, we made a big step. And you know, I thought we competed. I thought we really were locked into the game plan you know, you guys can see the remainder of our schedule and how difficult it is. So it's going to be critical that we continue to do those things night in and night out.
Junior forward Tyler Cook says the Hawkeyes were motivated by last year's 14-19 record.
And I think you guys seen in these first few games this season that we're taking steps in the right direction. You know, we got a long way to go, and we got a lot of things we still got to improve on, but we're I like where we're headed.
Sophomore center Luca Garza says the experience gained from last year has paid off.
I think we showed that, you know, we learned from last year. We took all the pain that came with last year. We, you know, we used it as motivation over the summer to come out here and be a better team.
Hawkeyes will be in action again later this week. Elsewhere in the AP Men's College Basketball poll, Duke is number one again this week. Kansas is in at number two. Gonzaga, Virginia, Tennessee, the top five, with Nevada, North Carolina, Auburn, Michigan, and Kentucky, the top 10. Michigan State is 11. Kansas State is 12th. TCU is at 18. Iowa in at number 20. Ohio State, Purdue, and Wisconsin are 23, 24, and 25 in this week's poll. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones bounced back with a spirited practice on Sunday. A 24-10 loss at Texas ended the 25th-ranked Cyclones' hopes for a spot in the Big 12 championship game.
You get to this time of year, you pretty much know what you got. And so that's the thing I really do appreciate about this group is, you know, they're young, they're hungry, and it's a group that's kind of just continued to stay the course.
Campbell says the attitude has remained the same all season.
You know, whether it was, you know, a losing streak, a winning streak, whether there was no games going on and it was, you know, May, June, July, and August. This has really been the same group.
Campbell hopes that quarterback Brock Purdy and corner DeAndre Payne are ready for Saturday's game against Kansas State. Both were injured against the Longhorns.
Purdy, you know, was fine, was out of practice yesterday and it doing fine. And then, you know, I would say Payne right now is a little bit day-to-day, you know, was out moving around. To what extent will he be, you know, come midweek? I think we'll probably know when midweek.
At Kansas State, Iowa State game in Ames Saturday will be under the lights. Of the Los Angeles Rams, the Kansas City Chiefs combined for 1,001 total yards and 105 points in a Monday night game that more than lived up to the expectations. Jared Goff hit Gerald Everett for a 40-yard scoring touchdown with a minute 49 remaining to send the Rams past the Chiefs 54-51 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Goff passed for 413 yards and four touchdowns in the NFL's highest scoring game this season. Patrick Mahomes threw for six touchdowns but was picked off twice in the final 78 seconds as the Chiefs fell to 9-2. Marcus Peters and LaMarcus Joyner came up with the late interceptions for the 10-1 Rams. In baseball news, the New York Yankees have acquired a talented left-hander for their starting rotation. The Mariners sending James Paxton to the Bronx for three prospects, putting him in a rotation that's expected to include right-handers Luis Severino and Masahiro Tanaka, along with lefty C.C. Sabathia. Paxton turned 30 on November 6th and went 11-6 with a 3.76 ERA and 28 starts last season, including a no-hitter at Toronto on May 8th. And the Board of Regents gave approval Friday for Iowa State University to proceed with a $90 million project that will dramatically change the north end of Jack Trice Stadium. Associate Athletic Director for Operations Chris Jorgensen says the Sports Performance Center will mean some big changes to the buildings that sit there now. But he says one key feature that he gets the most questions about is not going away.
The hillside seating, that will remain. There will just be a concourse. The plan would be to add a concourse similar to what we did on the south end of the stadium. A game day plaza would go in north of the Jacobson building, replacing what currently resides there is the Olson building.
The plan also includes updates to the Bergstrom football complex to replace space lost in the Olson building.
The soccer, softball, tennis, and golf programs all train out of that building when they're not in season and at their other facilities. We also have some other sports that use the weight rooms and training facilities in that building. So that building would be removed.
The Sports Performance Center will be a four-story building attached to the football complex.
The northeast corner of this building would be a shared nutrition center. One big change in college athletics in the last several years has been additional opportunities to feed student athletes, and it's actually probably one of the highest demands of our student athletes is on the nutritional side.
Other components of the building include conference rooms, the life skills suite, offices, and mechanical space. Level 3 would house a classroom, computer lab, 24 tutor rooms, and offices. Level 4 would have dining, the kitchen, and 2 athletic suites. Levels 3 and 4 would provide views to south to Jack Trice Stadium, east to the new North Entry Plaza, and north to the Iowa State Center. Jorgensen says they are well on their way to raising the funds for the building.
We have a $45 million fundraising goal, and as of today, I think they're at $41 million of that $45 million, and we plan to bring the financial plans back at a later date.
Construction would start in June of next year, and the project would take about 2 years to complete. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.